Nick Cave once said, "But if you're gonna dine with them cannibals sooner or later, darling, you're gonna get eaten." Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode on Texas Chick Who Talk Murder. It's Barb, and before we get started, I wanna check in with you, Shay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We had a very eventful night last night because we're recording on Sunday, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing good. Surprisingly, I woke up feeling pretty good. I had a blast, hung out with a bunch of friends and family, went to some bars in Houston.
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting night, but to say the least, but it was fun. We haven't seen each other in so long, so we were like, let's go out, let's do something together for once.
Yes, usually we're hanging out at one each other's houses or something. But I am happy to be covering today's episode for you guys. Today we will be covering the tragic murder of Damien Oldfield by the hands of a man named Anthony Morley, who was a chef and model, and he lived all the way out in the UK. So, before we start, Shay, have you ever heard of this case?
I have heard small bits and pieces of it. I don't think I remember the whole story, so this will be interesting for me to hear.
Okay, well, I'm excited to get to share this information with you guys. Also, I want to mention that this one is a little short for today's episode, but we did have this up for a voters episode request, and a lot of people voted for this one, so I'm going to be covering it today. Also, trigger warning, this case involves same gender sexual acts as well as cannibalism, so if any one of those is a trigger for you, please skip today's episode. I got all of my information from murderpedia.org and thesun.co.uk. Well, are you ready?
I am as ready as I can be, I guess. Cannibalism is not fun to hear about, so.
No, it's not, but it's very real and plays a big part in murder cases for us. Now, I want to go ahead and start by getting to know Anthony. Anthony was born during the year 1972. At the time of the murder, he was about 36 years old. But before he murdered his victim, like I said earlier, Anthony was a chef at a restaurant as well as a pretty successful model. According to almost every article I read, it stated that in 1993, Anthony would be the very first winner of the Mr. Gay UK and was the first to be crowned as well in this particular contest. He would win the title along with some cash and a vacation to a remote place. However, Anthony would later admit that during the contest, he wasn't actually claiming himself to be gay, and that in fact, he had a girlfriend at the time. I don't know if this is true or not, but this is what he told the officials when he was being interviewed. This was just the beginning for Anthony. Anthony had big dreams and wanted to eventually become a model and a dancer. He would also pursue cooking and work in several different top-notch restaurants around the UK, specializing in seafood. He was, I would say, a butcher for the meat.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I'm like, knowing what he's gonna eventually do, this is like super sketch. Yes. That he was a chef like that.
Yes.
Throws me off.
And he was like in some of the very expensive, like profound restaurants in the UK. Like that's where he worked.
Mm-mm.
And it all began in 1996. Anthony was a contestant on yet another show that was a late night dating game show called God's Gift. While on the set, Anthony would meet someone. This someone's name was Damien Oldfield. Not too long after the two met, they would begin seeing each other romantically, But things weren't all rosy for the two. According to some friends, Anthony was not the easiest to get along with. It was said that when he would drink, which was very often, Anthony would become very angry and violent. So I could just imagine how he was behind closed doors when he was drunk. Like, if you're going to be violent in front of your friends, in front of your family, like, what are you willing to do not in front of them?
Yeah, honestly, that scares me. That's a scary thing, because if people can know you as that aggressive person, and it's like you have darker sides when you're at home, when you're in the place that you're most comfortable in and letting that out.
Right.
And so that's scary. And then also he knows how to use knives, so that's not the best thing. He's trained professionally with knives.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's not fun.
Yes, I totally agree with that. That's where I was kind of thinking too. And we hear many stories about people who treat their spouse worse than their friends when they're drunk. And an example of how horrible Anthony was, whenever I was researching, it stated that Anthony had actually attacked an older ex-boyfriend of his with a meat cleaver because they had some kind of disagreement over money or something of that nature. Well, right after that attack, Anthony would smash up his entire bedroom after trying to hurt his boyfriend, and then charged like at the ambulance staff after they arrived on scene to pretty much like basically see what was going on and if he was gonna need to be arrested. Like, he was attacking everybody with this meat cleaver. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I think it's like almonds or almonds, right?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I like just imagine what emergency staff, like emergency service staff, had to deal with. Like, he is just an example of something that they have to deal with.
Yeah.
On a daily. Yeah. Every day they deal with stuff like this. It's crazy.
I know. Like, if somebody was coming at me with a meat cleaver, I don't know what I would do.
I'd be like, I quit.
Yeah, I'd be like,
quitting on the spot.
No.
I'm out. She said pop.
But whenever I was researching this, I wanted to know, like, why was he so angry? What made him be so aggressive? And why did he drink so much? Some believe that Anthony was sexually confused. This frustration was like at the point of murder and could have been a boiling point for him. And I think at this point in his life, the pot was now starting to boil over. And his first sexual relationship encounter happened as a teenager with a lot of an older man. And growing up through his adulthood, he really question whether he was bisexual, gay, or straight. He had romances off and on with men and women and often spoke that, quote, he just wanted to be normal, end quote. So where did it all begin? Anthony had cut off ties with this man named Mr. Woods, who was his boyfriend at the time of the meat cleaver incident, and had been currently in relationship with the gentleman, Mr. Oldfield, whom he met at the last contestant dating show, and he was actively an amazing executive, like Mr. Oldfield was.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a successful job, and I'll talk about that here in a minute. But in that relationship, he was pretty violent with him, and there had been witnesses that told police they actually witnessed Anthony choking his boyfriend with his bare hands. They were going through a rough patch, and Anthony really wanted to take a step back from the relationship and move things at a slower pace because he was struggling with his sexuality. And this is the point where he would tell Mr. Oldfield over text the same day of the murder that he pretty much just wanted to take things slow. And later on that evening, they decided to meet at Anthony's house, where he would cook them dinner, which happened to be fish, and afterwards they headed up to the bedroom. They had been drinking pretty much heavily that evening and decided to strip into their underwear, put on a gay cowboy western movie, and cuddle.
I mean, like,
sounds like,
right? Like, sounds like a good night. Sounds like a normal night. I mean, who knows what was said in between then, but it sounds like just a normal night.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Like your spouse cooking and making a romantic night, drinking, having a good
time. But this is what he told police. So it could be completely different from how it happened. Maybe there was an argument there. I'm not sure, but that's what he relayed.
But he had to like sucker him up, right? He had to like make it seem like they were going to have a good time to kind of get him into the, like get him drunk. So he's less, like it's harder for him to fight back and all of that.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what he tells police happened in just a minute, and then we'll talk about it. So, after he was arrested, obviously, Anthony told police investigators what happened was he dozed off to sleep while watching the cowboy western movie, and when he woke back up, he saw his lover performing a sexual act on him, and at this point, he felt betrayed by him. Because of the text he just sent him earlier that day saying that, you know, he didn't want to do any sexual acts at the moment, that he wanted to just take things slow.
And that makes sense if he was still sexually confused and he's like, I don't know if I actually want to do this or not. Which, if that's true, that makes sense that you'd get upset, but I don't think I'd get this upset.
Nope. And, of course, you can assume that he became really mad. Mm-hmm. Like, this angered him. This made him feel mad enough to want to kill him. Anthony would slash his throat and then stab him a total of 30 times. After murdering his boyfriend, he proceeded to cut chunks of flesh off his body, go to his kitchen, cook it, and then try to eat it. After he was finished, he left to go to a takeaway restaurant, and this was about 2:30 a.m. And from what I could find, he was still like drenched in blood. I don't think he changed his clothes. And whenever he walked into that restaurant, he asked them to call the police to his home. On the phone call, he told them, quote, "It's this lad. He tried to rape me, so I stopped him," end quote. When police arrived on scene, which was April 24th, 2008, they discovered a gruesome, horrifying crime scene, one that would stay with them forever. Underneath Mr. Oldfield's body, they found pieces of muscle, skin, and flesh lying underneath that Anthony had chiseled off. There were chunks of flesh still on his blue cutting board in his kitchen, which he had taken off from like his chest and his leg. Nearby was fresh herbs and seasoning, seeds, and the meat cleaver, as well as a frying pan containing oil. During the prosecution, the prosecutor Andrew Stubbs said, quote, "It was a killing born out of hatred for what he felt and what had happened to him. Hatred for his own sexuality and now for the homosexual who was in his bed," end quote. I just want to get your thoughts, like, from all what I just told you.
You probably didn't even look over at me, but my face, I was disgusted. Like, dude, he got so upset that he decided he wanted to try human flesh. Like, what was he? There had to be something going on in his head before this happened. Like, I feel like something in that scenario was planned, because you don't just say, oh, I just stabbed someone 30 times, let me try to eat their, like, meat.
Yeah.
In their skin, in their boil it. Like, he took the time, and then he decided to say, I guess I'll leave and I'll have somebody call 911. Like, that took time. There's no way that he, you know, quickly, cut them all up and all that. No, it took hours to do that.
Yeah, and he literally got all kinds of seasonings and herbs to, like, Danish the dish, I guess, because I don't even know. And like how he thought it was going to happen, and I don't know. I was literally speechless reading this, because you hear about murders all the time, but it's another level if you're going to try and eat the flesh.
Yeah, and then like take the time and season it like it's just like the fish you cooked earlier for dinner.
Yes.
Like, that blows my mind. It blows my mind already that he stabbed him 30 times. But then proceeded to eat him.
Look.
That's so traumatic. Like, and then imagine the victim's family sitting there, like, my son or my brother or my cousin was basically eaten after he was killed by his lover or whatever they were, you know?
Yes, I was literally like mind blown whenever I was reading this.
Heart for his family though, for real.
Oh yeah, 100%, me too. I want to give a little quick fact. So resources also state that he was more than 3 times the alcohol driving limit whenever he committed the murder. And I don't even know how much alcohol you have to drink to be 3 times.
And if he's in the UK, I'm pretty sure their alcohol tolerance is probably higher than ours. Like the, you know, we had that alcohol limit here. Their alcohol limit might be different there.
Oh, I'm sure it is different, but I think that's crazy. I'm like,
that is crazy.
How the heck did you even get there? Maybe he walked to the takeaway place, because I don't even know.
But like, if he was so drunk, I feel like if he was that drunk, then I don't know how he would be able to walk, because...
Me either.
I mean, last night.
Last night.
I mean, last night was pretty hard to walk, but.
So, he told investigators that during the sexual act before murdering Mr. Oldfield, he felt helpless, betrayed, numb, and out of control. He stated that after murdering him, he thought about what should he do with the body, and he thought of it like it was his job. And that he prepared meat, and this is why he did what he did in his kitchen. A forensic psychologist said that it was very possible that during the initial sex act, it could have brought flashbacks to Anthony from a rape when he was a teenager, which could have caused some type of disassociated state of a possible flight or fight response.
Yeah, which makes sense, but it also could be from childhood and from, because a lot of people, even in 2008, I mean, even today, have problems with, like, same-sex relationships, and he could have been bullied, and he could have had things said to him, and to him, he probably, in his head, was like, that's disgusting, why would you do that? You know, yeah. Like, why are you doing this? Which is not true, you know, but it's sad. It's so sad. Oh my gosh.
I mean, this is all obviously like what he's stating.
Yeah.
So we don't know another side, because obviously he's not here to tell his side. But if this is true, what he told investigators, that, you know, if you're starting a kind of new, I don't even know if it was a new relationship or not, but if you were to state, hey, I don't want to do sexual acts, don't touch me that way, I'm not ready, and then they do it anyway while you're asleep, yeah. I feel like, as a woman, like, I'm going to
hit
you.
That's rape.
You know what I mean? Yes.
Yeah. It's rape, but it still doesn't...
Something
went beyond...
Yes. I think so, too.
He started to where he cut him up and all that. Like, he had some kind of anger.
Yes.
If he did that.
Oh,
whether
yeah.
it was he was being raped and he had a flashback or whatever his story is. But
I mean, it all goes back to him being seen choking the same man before, to attacking the ambulance staff with his ex, to trying to kill his ex with the meat cleaver. Like, he was just an aggressive person.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was an escalation coming to where he was going to finally commit the act.
Mm-hmm.
But with all that I just said right now about the fight or flight response that the psychologist stated, a lot of people believe that this is a lie. Something he made up to hide the fact that he is a true, evil, murdering, cannibalist human being. And it all came together in May 2008. He was arrested for the murder of Damien Oldfield and was given 30 years to life imprisonment. According to the UK news, as of May 2022, so literally, 2 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Anthony still resides in prison, and he would be 50 years old this year. I know this one was a little bit shorter than normal, but I wanted to cover it since some people have requested it, and I wasn't really able to find too much information on the victim, Damien, which was really sad, so I would have included that though. I gave pretty much all of the information that has been released to the public, but what did you think, Shay?
I have heard of this case, but I don't remember like the gruesome part of it, of him like cutting up, so whenever you started explaining that, I was like,
Oh my God.
My mouth dropped. But yeah, I think it was great. It was a, thank you for covering that. And thank you for doing the research on that, because I would have hated doing the research on that and seeing all of the bad parts. But thank you for sharing it.
Yes, you're welcome. And I wanted to share this, like I said, for the request that we had earlier. So thank you guys for tuning into another crazy episode with us. We enjoy sharing cases with you. I'd like to ask if you could please take a second of your time to give us a review or rating on whatever platform you may be listening to us onto today. That would be awesome. And as always, watch your back and stay out of dark places, because you never know who's lurking. Bye.
Bye.